Letter 8, a mail we come to letters to the editor. There are four letters in the paper today. The first letter by John Grocock is again about national and global politics, so we have decided not to read that one. We start with Jonathan Liddell via email. Time to treat water pollution seriously. I live by the River Avon in South Hams between Avonwick and Garrowbridge. The river is fast flowing and fluctuates a lot with the rainfall. Sometimes it clearly contains sewage and detergent, where the sewage works empty their unprocessed waste into the river. It smells and leaves a brown layer of gunk on the stones of the riverbed. In between, it runs clear and clean as it should be. I have lived here for 30 years. In the past, it was always clear. The river supports a wide range of wildlife, including fish of various species. In the end, it was surveyed and found to have both wild salmon and sea trout, as well as a variety of smaller fish. I used to see good-sized fish regularly, but now I only see very small ones. Many members of the community swim in the river all year round, but the water quality is dubious due to the ineffective sewage and wastewater treatment. The sewage and wastewater processing plants urgently need updating to ensure proper and effective treatment. Lots of houses have been built, but the treatment plants have not been properly upgraded to accommodate the increased sewage and wastewater. The government also needs to legislate against the use of environmentally damaging detergents and cleaning products. The ones on sale and regularly used in households contain very damaging chemicals which have a vastly negative impact on our environment, which affects biodiversity and consequently our own health.
The county should provide cover, writes Graham Bennett via email. It was good to hear that Devon County Council Highways' collaborative work with local groups has resulted in the filling in of potholes, but it is disappointing to find that the volunteers doing the work are not automatically covered by insurance. And the article said, road warden schemes are usually overseen by town or parish councils, so volunteers should check with their parish whether insurance cover is in place. Depending on how we define its administrative area, there are in the region 400 parish and town councils in Devon. Would it not be much more efficient and cost-effective for insurance cover to be organised countywide by Devon County Council, whose professional staff will be well-versed in such things? Recent performance reports have made clear the significant improvements made by Devon County Council. Wouldn't it be good if this innovation could feature in a future report? 400 parish and town clerks would be saved from needing to duplicate effort on laborious paperwork, and a demonstration of real support for volunteers would showcase the County Council's collaboration in action.
Water, water everywhere, but is it safe to swim in? Annie Walker via email says, as a regular sea swimmer, I'm appalled by the number of times I have to cancel due to yet another outpouring of sewage. I live in Torquay, and we have an amazing variety of beaches and bays in which to swim, and sea swimming is free and good for both physical and mental health. That is, unless the sea isn't fit to swim in. Time for some changes to prevent these outflows from antiquated and poorly maintained sewage systems.
And that concludes letters to the editor for this week.